the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, it was this part of the supplication under discussion. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد. O Allah, if I had been tied with chains, if I had been cut off from the flowing stream of your bounties in the presence of the people, ودللت على فضائه عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار. And if I was ordered to proceed to hell, if a barrier was put between me and the blessed pious, وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك. Even then, I would not cease to have hope. It would not stop me from expecting your pardon. It would not take away your love from my heart. لا خرج حبك من قلبي. I have not forgotten the bounties. I have not forgotten the protection you made available for me in this world. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. As we were saying, one of the subjects that is emphasized in different ways in different supplications, specifically the ones related to the blessed month of Ramadan, is this issue of fear and hope and striking a balance between them. We had a look at different instances of these strikings in different words of the infallibles. And we also had a look at one part of Kumail's supplication in which Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَكَيْفَ يَبْقَى فِي الْعَذَابِ وَهُوَ يَرْجُو مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكَ. How should your servant remain in chastisement while he has your hope of previous clemency? We also try to reflect on our own sincerity. Can we really ask God? Can we really make such a supplication? Can we still claim to have his hope, to have his love in our hearts, even if he orders us to proceed to hell. So I assume it can be said that our spiritual state is not attuned to such supplication. We cannot utter by ourselves this part of supplication, as with so many other parts of other supplications. Only the likes of Imam Ali alayhi salam, only the likes of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam can really talk to God in such a manner. Only these people and infallibles can make such a claim to still love Allah even if He orders them to proceed to hell. لو قرنتني بالأصفاد, if you enchain me, لو أمرت بي إلى النار, if you order me to proceed to hell, ما صرفت تأميني للعفو عنك, ما قطعت رجائي منك, I would not lose my hope in you. This seems impossible for us to do. But it seems only these people, only the likes of the infallibles, are available to talk to their lords this way. We must utter these statements as a way of quoting them. And nevertheless, we must try and endeavor to create states that are close to them. Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
Since in this part of the supplication, brothers and sisters, the word hub is used, وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي, Imam alayhi salam says, this would not take away your love from my heart. We will talk about the word hub and also the different meanings and instances of it in our supplications. First, about the reality of love of Allah, we must say that we all know the sins cause a person to fall in the eyes of Allah. The sins and committing them expose the servant to his punishment. So if the sins cause a person to fall in the eyes of Allah, the love of Allah protects the servant from his chastisement. This is what the infallibles have told us. For example, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says in a whispered prayer or munajat, O Allah, my sins have indeed frightened me, but my love of you has given me protection. In this regard, we can say that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is also talking about the striking balance between fear and hope. But since the true servant must remain hopeful of him through nurturing love for God, in the next episode, we will, God willing, talk about the different ways of nurturing love for God, the Almighty. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to assist us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I'm